What's up, everybody? Welcome inside a 30-minute lunch break podcast. My name is Brandon Rosenthal. Alongside me is my co-host Eric Garcia. What's going on, dude? How are you?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Yeah.
Exciting weekend.
It is an exciting weekend. The day is Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. This is episode 129.
6:30 in the a.m.
6:30 in the morning, Pacific time. If it's your first time listening to us, thank you very much. We're in L.A., San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles, California, so we're on Pacific time. So we are here to discuss what just happened in the NFL. We had four pretty good playoff games, all with pretty good endings, surprisingly. No blowouts, even though there were some chances. And then we're going to talk some NBA drama, because there's only two playoff NFL games left, or three NFL games left. So
three games.
That's it. That's all
we got. Two games and then the big game.
And then the big game. Yeah, so let's go ahead and start. Let's start with the game on Saturday. The first game of the day on Saturday was Atlanta at Philadelphia. And so if you didn't see the game, if you're just catching up with us, then fuck right on, dude. Like, we're your source of information. Good shit. I love it.
Have you just found out now? Really?
Have you just found out? Really? It's Monday. Oh, Tuesday. Yeah, that's right. And happy MLK Day as well. So Falcons, 11, right? It was, no, 15-10. Philadelphia won that game. And this was the Atlanta just no-show game offensively.
Or defensively, you know.
Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure, good shit, Philly.
Dude, I mean, didn't we say that? That if Philly was going to win this game, that's the way they had to do it. It had to be a low
ugly
score. I mean, but fuck.
Ugly, ugly, ugly. And that ball skipped through Julio's hands at the end of the game, too.
Dude, fucking Julio.
He's been off with Matty Ice lately.
They're just not on the same fucking page. They can't get shit done in the end zone.
It's weird, right?
Fucking strange as fuck. You should not be able to have a bad offense in the red zone when you have Julio.
Well, do you think any of these two teams can make the Super Bowl? Do you think Philly can actually get the Super Bowl now?
I think they can now. I mean, not because, I mean, but just, I mean, the math. There's just one team in their way to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, shit. That's the thing about getting past that first round. You know how people say anything can happen? Really, in the wild card round, not really. You know, because you still got to, even if you sneak by, like, let's say the Bills won, they were going to get bounced the next week. You know, that kind of shit. You know what I mean? But when you get to this point now, is no, really anything can happen. All we got to do is beat this team, and we could get into the Super
Bowl. And anything can happen,
And then that's another fucking game, too.
And it's at home. The next game is at home for Philly, so.
And it's not like this fucking this offensive behemoth is coming through.
Foles? Nick Foles the juggernaut?
No, I'm saying for Minnesota to Philly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is Minnesota like? Keenum's doing his job, but it's not like, holy shit, we got to go against Keenum this week. He's not that
guy. Yeah, and they're not scoring 34 a game. They're not like the number one offense in the
so
league.
So Philly has another chance to play a good defense.
I mean, they were up 17-0.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota was up 17. And we'll get to that game. But, like, they were up 17-0, and then all of a sudden it's a game.
But they had Breeze going against them.
That's a guy. That's a guy you worry about.
And not Foles or...
Definitely not Foles.
If this was Carson, Keenum, you know?
This was Carson Wentz.
Yeah. It's another story, of course.
Yeah,
Carson Wentz. And, you know, that's I don't know if that makes it better or worse for Philly fans. Because...
I think it makes it better.
If and when they lose, they're going to be like, fuck. If we just had wins, we would have won it.
I know. But I think that excuse needs to go. Like,
of course it needs to go. But the thing is, you're not guaranteed. Like, what if Wentz never has a good team like this for the rest of his career? Which I know sounds ridiculous to people, but it happens.
Oh, it 100% happens.
Like, you could get there once and never the fuck again.
How quickly it came and went for the Niners.
Yeah. And other people. There's been people like that's happened to Dan Marino. He went early often and then never again. Didn't win one.
Yep. This is hard.
You know, he assumed he was going to go to like 15 of them.
That's how it works. You assume a lot. But
well,
you know,
yeah, because you're good enough. You're good enough, but you don't know there's a lot more shit to do. Even if you have a good team, your coach could suck. Even if you have a good coach, everybody else
could
suck.
Well, your owner could have a different agenda
than you. Your
owner
could be, exactly. There's so many things that go into winning a Super Bowl that it's crazy.
You're right about that.
But Philly, Minnesota, I mean, should be fucking good, though. I do think that...
I was looking at the stats for the Falcons. Julio still had 9 for 101, but
yeah, but in the red zone, how many touchdowns did he have?
Oh man, that not
how
a
many
great
touchdowns did he have?
No, he had zero.
That's what I mean. That's the problem here.
Foles was 23 of 30 for 246. I didn't have any, excuse me. Mike and I have been playing a, like daily fantasy leagues lately. I didn't have any of these guys. I had, I think Julio or something. Oh no, I had a Sanu who didn't do much either. It's just, well, they're bye-bye. The Falcons are gone. They, you know, what's funny is that even though I picked them in this game, like, it's not like I actually was a fan of the Falcons this year, especially not. And
well, I was higher on them than you were pretty much every single time we went through the
rankings. The I always wanted to go lower on the Falcons just because I didn't think that they had it.
Like, but look, here they went, though. This is not that far.
They made it to the divisional round. No, but it's still, they won a playoff game. They won one playoff game, and they made the playoffs, which is
good.
You know, which is great. So good for them. And
the reason why it's okay to be upset, though, is why, like you said, I don't give a shit of either of these two teams. Right. It's Atlanta should have won this game still.
I know. I agree.
I think they have the weapons. They have every, and they didn't.
And that's what.
That's where you get to get upset. Like, it's not.
That's
about,
what bothers me about Atlanta.
It's 15-10.
Like, you only scored 10 points.
You almost want to just get your ass kicked to know, like, yeah, that team was better than us. We lost. Was this team better than you? Or you just didn't get the job done. I mean, at the end of the day, look, even as bad as we're saying, if Julio catches the ball, they win the game.
I agree.
So
but that's what bothers me about Atlanta, is that there's just too much inconsistencies, and I don't know if that's offensive coordinating. I don't know what it is, but something's wrong there, and they're going to have to reassess it in the offseason because they have all the weapons, like you said. Look, Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman, those are two beast running backs that can get the job done. Those are both probably, you know,
and you got
B pluses, Julio. And they got Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu. Like, Sanu is pretty good offensively. Like, and they also have what's his name, that tight end. I forgot, Hooper.
Yeah, they, look, what they don't have is many excuses, dude.
No, they have straight zero up. Excuses. Yeah, you're right about that.
And it sucks, but because this is not my team, it's like I'm being harsh on this team. I'm just saying, it's like, it's almost good. You don't have too much that needs to change. Just get your fucking head out of your ass. Whoever is in charge or who, look, because I think from what you're saying. What I can get out of it, we're kind of agreeing on this. It's like a culture change. Something needs to change in the thinking or something because it's not the skill.
Well, I think we know who the change is going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be their offensive coordinator.
Yes. But is it time to get rid of Matty Ice?
But who would you get? Draft a quarterback?
And that's where fans don't ask themselves, yeah, you can get rid of him, but who? Who do you replace him with? If you don't have that answer,
Eli. I mean, hey, no.
That's it. Then you just stand.
You start mine, and I don't think it's Matty Ice yet. Even though he does have some issues,
you're right. But I think the offensive coordinator, to me, at this point, this one's got to get creative. I would be hiring.
Well, Sark,
you know how people?
Right?
You know how the Sark.
Who, that's damn, why.
Did He's you listen still... to Lombardi? And this that fool was ripped him hard. He finally admitted he was
this
wrong
morning,
on
no?
Peterson. No, I think it was yesterday's or Sunday's. But he.
No, I haven't.
He was listening.
Yet.
He finally said, "Fuck it." You know what? I got to admit that I was wrong on Doug Peterson. He thought he was horrible. I mean, this fool won a playoff game. I got to give him his props, no matter what the fuck. But then he went in on fucking Sark.
Of course.
Like, Sarkisian, he's like, this was running a high school offense. It's true. It's like, he goes, every single person knew exactly what play they were going to run. Like, that's them. You know when they're running. You know when they're passing. They don't have any creativity to their fucking game. And that's a way to neutralize a guy like Julio or all the weapons we just mentioned. When you're running the most basic of offenses.
Yep.
And Philly's not a bad defense.
No, they're not a bad defense. They're not a powerhouse, but they're not bad.
They had moments last season. This season where they played fucking great defensively.
Yeah, you're right.
So
about
you know,
that.
This is the fucking playoffs, bro. You're expecting them to get up, and if you're giving them a chance to stay in the game defensively, they're gonna come after your ass.
I agree.
And that's why I would be upset if I was a Falcon fan. But I don't. I also would be happy the fact that I don't think there's much that needs to change.
But. Something needs to change.
But something does have to change. You're right about that. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm not going to pretend I know a lot of shit. But it's to me, I agree with you. Not that I know shit, but it seems pretty easy to get rid of Sarkisian.
No, well, maybe they like Sark and they keep him around. But
no, but definitely not as the OC. But not as the OC.
They got to be more creative.
Not as the OC. I don't think he's shown anything to why he keeps his job. There's too many good guys in this league, I assume, that need a shot. Than to give Sark another shot. I mean, this fool had a shitty fucking performance.
I'd rather bring in Peyton Manning.
Well, anybody.
Yeah.
Somebody that's going to suck that we don't know yet, at least. But we know this guy sucks. That's the thing.
Let's move on to the next game.
Yep.
Saturday, Titans and Patriots played. It was exactly what everybody thought it was going to be. A 35-14 beatdown. And then the Titans promptly fired malarkey, which is what we said needed to happen regardless. So
weren't they talking about an extension supposedly?
Yeah, they were talking about an extension. He's gone, dude.
Well, there's... maybe it was one of those who just didn't agree. Like they're like, nah, we want to give you like a 1-year extension, and he's like, nah, I want like a 5-year extension, fool.
Well, then there's the door,
and he's like, yeah, I'm out. I mean, whatever, it's all good. Yeah, he well.
Whatever, you're right. It's all good.
It, well, we felt like, why not? I mean, this team sucks.
We were saying this. Exactly. They stink. Brady was fantastic. 35-53, 337, 3 TDs, no picks. Amendola was...
I'm 32, dog. And I am way older than Brady. Brady's 40-year-old is...
Oh, like, yeah. Like Brady's 40
when I'm
40, is
I think I'm going to be missing some sort of organ, a lung, or, you know, something has got to be changed inside me by that point.
Well, hopefully we'll be rich enough so we can pay it
off.
Yeah,
but fucking Brady? Still getting it done?
Still getting it done, man. It's unbelievable.
It's the Titans, but still, like, you know, it's Brady. That's what I want to focus... Because, look, we agree that we think the Titans suck, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We agree with Malarkey, what the fuck's the big deal if he's gone, right?
I agree. It's time to unleash Mariota.
Just like I said, like I mentioned, the Bills are. But this is a perfect example. Like them getting past last week is meaningless. You're gonna get work.
Yeah,
you should have never been even in that game.
No, it should have been somebody else. But yeah,
but you win one. So look, if you own a team, fuck yeah, you got another fucking game that you could sell to the fans. Prices are higher, beer is more expensive, nachos are more expensive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the actual stadium actually sells out.
Sells out, so why not? I mean, you take it.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean shit.
Nope.
It just means your team's going to go get embarrassed next week. And it happened. It happened here.
I mean, I guess we won't spend too much time in this game because it was such a...
An obvious?
Yeah, it's just an obvious one that happened.
The no shit game. Especially in it seems like this playoffs has shocked a couple people with certain wins. Like, you know, we just mentioned the Eagles and, you know, so, first of all, the Titans.
The Titans winning it all.
Yeah. So it's been that kind of playoffs. So the obvious no shit Patriots game is kind of like, yeah, you're right. It's kind of boring to talk about. But,
because there's just not a lot of story points for us to get through.
Gronk scored. Brady did his thing.
That's that.
That's about it.
And it seems like they're just running on all cylinders, just as, again, the article didn't mean shit.
I will say this, just because of the matchup situation. Because, well, we're going to go into the other game, but I'm going to just say this. Part of it has to do with New England. I'm going to just mention what has to do with the Patriots here. I think they would have rather played the fucking Steelers. Because I think they own them recently. And at home.
A lot more experience
at home,
against the Steelers.
At home... I can't see Roethlisberger. They weren't going to win that game. And the Jaguars, they have the benefit of no one gives a fuck about them. So that's always a sneaky team. But that's all I'll say about the Patriots. They won the game. That's all they can do. That's what they control.
Yep.
And
it's on the next.
It's on to the next.
It's going to be cold as hell in New England, though.
Yep.
So
let's see what Bortles has to do.
Yeah, we'll stick with the AFC because that's how the NFL did it. Sunday, 10 a.m., the number 2 seed Pittsburgh Steelers and the number 3 seed Jacksonville Jaguars. And Jacksonville is one of Eric's favorite teams to talk about. He likes their defense a lot. If you had an AFC team, it would probably be the Jags, I assume.
No. I don't think so. No, I don't. I actually, well, yeah, you're right, because I really like defense. That's why I like them. But I hate Bortles. Like I really hate
that Bortles. Is true. I mean, who likes Bortles?
Them, all his teammates, and I like that about them. That's the thing. You know, we always talk about it, like I could hate Bortles, but I like that you defend. Like, look, it's weird.
Not like he's ours to talk shit about.
Like, if I talk shit about Bortles and his teammates, we're like, yeah, he kind of sucks. Even the ones that I like, I would lose a little bit of respect for them. I was like, well, you should back him up. He's your fucking quarterback, dude. Like, he's not my quarterback. That's why I could shit on him.
Definitely.
But I like that they defend him, you know, because they should.
I mean, it's like if you have a little brother, right, and you pick on him, and you see somebody else picking on him, like, hey, fuck you, bro. That's my little brother. I pick on his ass. Like,
but see,
not you.
This is all good until they lose, though. You know what I mean? Like, well, I don't know. Maybe they're going to be more level-headed, but I feel like till he throws that those three picks next week or some shit like that, and they're like, yeah, fuck her.
Well, look, here's the thing.
Who's our backup here?
Leonard Fournette's a big man.
Large man.
And I don't want to talk about the matchup too yet. Not yet.
The Steelers, though?
I'll tell you what. You think Le'Veon's comments before the game piss off some of those Jaguars players?
Yeah.
Or do you think they're already motivated?
Well, they're already motivated, but of course, why add more to it, right? But that's been everybody.
Well, you think Le'Veon's gone?
I can't. I mean, the franchise tag is a lot of money, dude. A lot of people say...
How can he get out of the franchise tag? How can you get not franchised?
Retire. No, that's what he said, retiring. People are like, well, yeah, like, that's the only... That's the only real truth.
How real are you about your shit?
That's why, I mean, it's hard for them to do. I mean, but really, fool, that's a tough job. Look, I'm not saying Le'Veon's one of them, but if some fools already have made $10 million or something like that, and they're like, yeah, it's a lot of... If I'm going to do this and risk my body, I need to make this much money.
Right.
Or I'm ready to go. I'm down to go. And who knows? Props to them if that's the case. Because he's made some money. Yeah. You know, so why... You know, what the fuck? Like, maybe he's down to just chill. But... I'm saying you're asking me, and I, even though I think I'm kind of level-headed, even if I was down to retire, I wouldn't leave that franchise tag money. I couldn't.
I'll be honest. What if the Niners signed him to a big mega deal?
Well, yeah, but you can't if this team franchise tags
him. Yeah.
They can trade him. You're saying everything Le'Veon's thinking. You're right. I agree with you, but that's not what...
But they can trade his ass, right, too?
They can, too, but they don't want to. Because
of course not. Why would you want to trade Le'Veon Bell?
Especially when you can franchise tag him with somebody. Like, you're forcing the guy to stay now. You don't want to get rid of him. You don't want another team to steal him. And you get this option of saying, we get to keep you for one more year.
And not just that, he's fantastic.
Yeah, like, he's exactly. The Steelers are in a win-win here. Why would they trade him? They don't want to trade him. They don't have to trade him. Teams trade guys when there's a point where they need to. So if he's threatening the, I'm going to sit out or I'm going to retire, and they believe him, then maybe you do get rid of him because you're like, well, he's useless to us if he doesn't play.
He would look good in the red and gold.
He would look, yes, but I'm thinking, there's 31,
any jersey, Le'Veon Bell will look fantastic, I'm sure. He's good.
And, you know, Steeler fans are saying he already looks good in, you know, silver
and black. By the way, he looks great in silver and black.
And you know, yellow and black.
I mean, yellow and, yeah, silver and black. Ugh, God, except that team, probably not.
But you get what I'm saying?
Imagine if he goes there, fuck. I mean, you know, I'm saying, like, anything could happen. Yes.
So,
we'll see. All right.
And that's why people hate the franchise, I think. See, that's his thinking. Like, if I was on the market, you would be forced to pay me a shitload of money because everybody wants me. So you're stealing somebody's free agency, but you're not because it's illegal. It's in the part of the game. But this is where the players, I say this all the time. The NFL fucking players union loses all the time. They get like the weakest union.
Shouldn't a franchise tag be like 3 years? Like franchise, like based off what?
Well, no. The whole point is just 1 year. You pay that guy what a franchise player gets paid for 1 year. Because you can't agree on a long-term...
He got franchised last year, right?
Yeah, and I think you could do it 2 times. Well, you could do it 3 times, but the penalty keeps going up with how much you have to pay him.
That's why Kirk is gone.
Yeah. Like, mathematically, you assume he is, because or else he would be 40% of the whole salary cap if they pay him what he can make. You know,
you get like $35 million.
Yeah.
That's insane for Kirk Cousins.
For anybody. For 1 year.
Fuck.
You know,
if I'm Kirk, I'm just like.
But see, Kirk was down because he was getting paid also good money. He's getting guap. That's what I'm telling you with Le'Veon. It's like, I get it. It's all respect for yourself. You gotta stay to your word, how much you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. But, yeah, dude, that's kind of dangerous to just fucking, not dangerous, but I'm saying, that's why fools take that money. Like, Kirk Cousins, like, they're making good bank. Get what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying.
So,
but the Jaguars jumped. We haven't talked about the game yet. The Jaguars jumped out to a mega lead, and before you know it, it was 21-0 or 21-7, and it's just they kept piling on some plays late. And this,
well, that's what the Jaguars do. Like,
before you know it, it was over.
This is two teams. They get a lead, they're great. They fall from behind, they lose games. That's the recipe of how you beat the Jaguars. You get ahead of them. They're great with that defense once they have a lead and they don't have to depend on Bortles and then they get to just do more for net.
Yeah, don't depend on Bortles.
You know, and I know people are like, damn, that fool hates on Bortles. But the thing is, I mean, that was admitted by their coach. Like, if he doesn't throw the ball, like, that's what we want. Like, we don't want to throw the ball. I mean, they've admitted, like, maybe he's not saying it's because of Bortles. He's just saying that's not the offense we want to run. But we're all saying because you have Bortles. That's not the offense you want to run.
Exactly.
You know? And the Jaguars have been so far, they've been able to get by. But they put up 40-something points.
45-42. And the Steelers came roaring back. I mean, it just goes to show, don't go in a 2-touchdown hole if you want to win playoff games.
Yeah.
And they just came out flat. Big Ben got sacked, fumbled a couple times. He got intercepted. That's just not going to get it done. No. And now the Steelers are faced with some questions going into free agency.
Yeah, they got to figure some stuff out. Like you said, we just spent like the last couple minutes talking about Le'Veon. And just... The Ben every year, like, he's going to be on the, like, am I going to retire or not to?
Yeah. And this was a great game. And this probably would have been a game of the day if it wasn't for the next game.
Yeah.
New Orleans at Minnesota to close out the playoff games. And, like, dude, exciting game. First, it went off a little bit boring because it was 17-0. And you're like, oh, is this going to be a fucking beatdown? And then you see Minnesota's offense starting to stall. And you're like, oh.
And then there's Breeze on the other side. And you're like,
exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. Like, oh, now you see a different recipe.
We always talk about that storyline shit that we know.
Exactly. You see that storyline.
You're like, oh, Drew Breeze, playoffs, come from behind. Yes.
You see it happening. Mm-hmm. You see it happening.
Check. It's got all the ESPN hype that they would do, that they would love, all the networks love.
And all of a sudden you see touchdown. And all of a sudden it's 21-14.
He still got it. You know, that kind of
Breeze,
shit.
And like, all of a sudden you're like, I can see Breeze and Brady's Super Bowl.
People were begging for that shit. Look, with the quarterbacks that are left in this shit, people are like, please give me Brady. That's why I was on the Cam tip. Shit, even Matt Ryan at this point.
Right.
But, you know, hey, we get Foles or Keenum.
Foles or Keenum. Case got it done.
Those teams got to be identified by their defenses, not by their quarterbacks.
Okay, fair enough. Case got it done. And a great... So let's talk about the play that everybody's talking about. The play that ends that game.
Okay.
The New Orleans game. Because that's what happens. Field goals are exchanged and then all of a sudden it's I think 2-point New Orleans lead, and Minnesota's driving the ball down the field with like 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
And Stephon Diggs catches it. It is a great throw by Keenum. Stephon Diggs jumps up. I thought he was going to go out of bounds, and I was like, oh shit, they're going to kick a field goal to win the game with like 3 seconds left. Mm-hmm. And instead, I'm sure everybody's seen it by now. The guy misses a tackle. He doesn't even miss a tackle because he doesn't even attempt a tackle.
It's the worst attempt.
This is that bullshit tackle that always pisses me off. Every time I see a guy do this, it's the shoulder tackle. The shoulder, I'm going to truck you. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, if I'm, like, what is that shit? Are you needed?
No. I'll just check.
Like, I don't understand what that is. Use your arms. Like, how are you supposed to bring somebody down to the ground without your arms?
Especially in that moment. I'm pretty sure that's all you've been told. Like, hey, fucking make sure you tackle them inside. Make sure you get that tackle. Sure tackling, inside tackling. That's like the worst thing to do at that moment. I know they did not tell you shoulder blast at him.
Like, yeah, you know, for sure. But what is that?
No one said highlight reel. Like, no. That wasn't what anybody was talking to.
I'd rather even take pass interference.
Anything but
something.
No, you did the one thing you weren't supposed to do.
And not just that, he also knocked into his teammate who was behind the play, who had a chance to maybe catch him. I don't know.
But that guy was already like, I think he knew as soon as he flew, like, what am I doing now? Like, you know, it's one of those things that, especially he flew, it's like there's not a lot of things he could do once you jump out like that.
Well, I mean, where's he hit? Where's he trying to hit him? He's like, do you even know where the football is?
Hey, one thing I will say is, I think Diggs, if I'm gonna give him some sort of benefit of the doubt, Diggs got up like really high.
Yeah, he
jumped. So what I'm
really
assuming
high.
Is maybe he thought he was gonna get him in like the back or the lower back, but since he was so high, it was like he went under. But again, that's why, going back to the main point, that's why you wrap up. You know, that's why you don't go just with your shoulder, because you're not just, you're going, you got a lot more range. Obviously, if he goes now down or up, you can reach.
Yeah, you can get him. You can grab him.
But
you can grab his
foot.
You're
just going in with your fucking shoulder. Dude, one thing that makes it, the trip about that play though, is it's not that it was just an amazing catch, an amazing play, an amazing, you know, circumstances and luck, if you want to call it that, by this player making the worst defensive play ever, allowing Minnesota to get this done. It's the first couple throws that Keenum, because it's not like that was the one play on that drive. They were looking like for sure they weren't going to score. Like, he was throwing some bullshit, you know what I mean? It was like, well, okay. Yeah. Breeze got it done.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Breeze got it done.
It looked like it was over.
It looked, I mean, because let's be real.
Until that play.
But that's the mentality you want these guys to have.
Yep.
Keenum looks like he doesn't give a fuck. He just threw that bitch up there, let it go, and, you know,
he can rip it sometimes, man. He's got a pretty good arm.
I mean, and when you got Stephon Diggs, it kind of makes it easy. That's why that's why the whole Matt Ryan Julio thing we talked about earlier. What the fuck? You should be able to get that done.
Yeah, I mean, like, and maybe, is that asking for a lot? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so. If Keenum's getting it done, and some of these guys, I mean, and it's honestly sometimes because they maybe they've been humbled. that they know better. Some of these quarterbacks that are still too good or believed to be good, they're like, I'm going to throw it to whoever's open or whoever's around. Some of these other guys that don't have the benefit of the doubt that have already sucked, they're like, I'm going to throw it to this motherfucker all the time because he's the one that's
all day, every day. That's it.
You know what I mean?
But what a great play. You know, that was the first walk-off
playoff,
in the playoffs, NFL history.
That was great. It was a great play. Dude, I mean, and the way that Stephon Diggs reacted, the way the celebration went down, that it was all was good.
Sick. That shit was
It was,
sick.
I mean, the way the stadium looked, hype, everything, to me, that's the kind of shit why we like these sports. I mean, to me, I'm happy for, I have no, I'm not a fan at all. I have no reason to like the Vikings or anything.
And talk about a cover.
Yeah.
I think, right, wasn't that a cover? Because I think, was it Minnesota -3?
It was 3.5.
What'd they win by?
No, you're right. It was.
I think they won by 3 or 4.
I'm not sure what it was. But dude, the fans, the happiness.
They have a chance for the Super Bowl for at 3 home. Straight home. No, not 3 straight. They have to travel to Philly, my bad. But damn, a home Super Bowl.
And that Philly crowd is going to be fucking loud.
Oh, dude, Philly's
going to... If I'm telling you that Minnesota was crazy, I mean, shit, Philly's going to be lit.
There's not even a question. There's not even a question that Philadelphia's going
to
be
Philly's
lit.
Partying now, I think. They're going to start today or to yesterday.
Oh, man, there's a great... it was like, I don't know, 9 a.m. in Philadelphia. So there were on a news camera, a sports reporter was there talking about stuff. Some guy on his phone zooms into this guy in the crowd. He points to the camera.
Oh, the chugging beer guy?
He shotguns a beer. You saw that shit, right? Yeah. He shotguns a beer, and then he points back at the camera and does, like, a fist. I was like, oh, dude, this goes... fucking Philly brought it.
Philly's ready to go. Like, that's the one thing that's good about the playoffs. Your fan base gets to show what they're all about. And Philly's ready to go.
Man. Okay, so here, two things we could talk about because these were two coaching hires. And then we'll get into some NBA drama before we head out. Colts are – so both – not both Patriots. McDaniels – actually, I guess there's three coaching news, rumors at least. Nothing's official yet because the season's still going on. But both Patriots coordinators, offensive and defensively. Offensive, they're McDaniels. Josh McDaniels is going to go to the Colts. And coach Andrew Luck.
Yes.
So he's going to be solid. Goes from Brady to Luck. Nice. Pat Shurmur. The Vikings offensive coordinator is going to...
By the way, this is a podcast, but I want to say Luck. Because what is Luck? I'm doing the air quotes because is he going to play again?
Yeah, for sure. This coach is actually going to see him throw.
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right.
Don't doubt Andrew Luck.
I'm not doubting him, but I'm saying haven't seen him play.
what was your advice? I was like... What was always your advice? Why would you come back to this shit squad?
Yeah, but it's because I thought he... Yeah, I agree with you. But that's what's like, is he going to come back, though?
I mean, I think so. He thinks so.
McDaniels definitely talked to Luck.
He had to, right?
You don't take that job unless you know he's
been. Then Pat Shurmur, the offensive coordinator, is going to become the Vikings offensive coordinator, is going to become the Giants head coach.
I don't know much about obviously the ins and outs of these organizations. From what people were talking about, the Shurmur shit makes sense to the Giants because I think people say they're still kind of old school. And I think Shurmur under Zimmer and the way he got shit done with Keenum, maybe the signals they still want to keep Eli. I don't know, you know, because it's like
I think they do.
If he got it done with Keenum, I think he should be able to have one last good season at least or two with fucking Eli, right?
I agree. Yeah, I think they should be fine. And one last thing is that Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator for the Patriots,
Lions.
Is going to the Lions.
Yeah, but shit. I mean the. Stafford and some of the stuff they have offensively is kind of figured out. So maybe getting a defensive-minded head coach is not a bad call.
I don't think it's a bad call at all.
I mean, it makes sense to try to poach guys from
the Patriots. I mean, it's... Yeah. I'm not high on Patricia, but, you know, I told Leroy that if you guys hire Patricia, like, I don't expect playoffs for you next year. Maybe 9 wins.
I mean, I didn't expect them to be this good that they were this year.
That's true.
And I think he's at least going to bring something. I don't know. I really the thing about the Lions, they're a team that I really don't know. It's hard to figure out. But
fair enough.
I get their thinking at least going into this hire.
True that. All right, everybody, to move into some NBA.
Let's go.
Some NBA drama, dude. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Cleveland, or do you want to start in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Because I think that's really not a no story, but it's a story that's a no story. You know.
It's
a story because it's the first thing I asked you when I got in your car.
Yeah, for sure. And so, did you hear about the Clippers and Rockets? and yes, I did. This morning I recapped it. Man, so apparently. there's a little bit of a beef between those two teams, right?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, they're not all...
I wonder what would cause that beef. Would it be Chris Paul leaving the Clippers to go to the Houston Rockets?
Is it because also that people always... A rumor that you hear is Chris Paul's an asshole. Right?
Yeah, no shit.
So, it's not a shock that his ex-teammates don't like him.
Yeah, no shit.
He seems like he's the kind of guy who's always his ex-teammates don't like him. You know, like, you know what I mean? Unless they're like, you know, the Olympian. Like, that's, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's not a, you know, that's a team that they know they're going to be separate. It's not Kobe, like a commitment. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, no shit. We could get along while we're here.
Right.
But I don't think a lot of people like that fool.
No.
But he's balling and he's winning. But the Clippers won yesterday.
Except for last night.
Yeah, exactly. The Hey, Lou Will, though. I'm so happy for fucking Williams.
Me too. He's good. He's so good. And I wanted him to stay a Laker. It would have been nice if he did. But I understand the business of the game.
He's a perfect six man, dude. Like, the perfection of a six man.
He really is. And he does a great job. And now he's balling out, man. Right. Really.
He's what gives, you know how you want to convince sometimes young guys? You know how we talk about it with Clarkson? We get it. Some guys should understand. And it would be to their benefit, huge benefit, if they were just, damn, Paul would be the sickest six man out there. But it's understanding for them to be like, nah, fuck that. I'm still in my early 20s. I don't want to commit to six man already.
Yeah.
But when you see a guy like ball out, like fucking,
Lou Williams,
you're like, dude, this doesn't make the six man look bad at all.
He's more efficient than ever. It's really unbelievable.
And the way they pitch it to these guys, I'm not saying they necessarily have it get pitched, but the way I think they realize it's, dude, the only reason we're doing this is we want you to score as many points as possible.
Right.
And if we do this, you are. Because you're going to be playing against the second string defense all the time, and you could shred that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's what six men don't get. What you do with a six man is
when you get
you're
hot.
Really a starter that we're going to take advantage of by having you destroy second units.
Think Manu.
Yeah.
Manu, he could have started for any team.
But you could destroy also every second unit. Yes, and that's what six men do, like the best ones.
I agree.
Like, come on. For Lou Williams is the best guy on anybody's bench. So that's why he's the sixth man.
What about Austin Rivers?
What about Austin Rivers? So that's one of the reasons why this is happening. What do we say? He's the typical coach's son, right?
He is a typical coach's son. If you've ever played in a basketball.
He doesn't get why everybody hates him. And he's just a hated guy.
And we've all played on a team, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, volleyball, whatever. Golf, I guess.
Team. No, that's not a team.
No, it's not.
But yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the coach's son is just like, or even at work. It can even be at work, the boss's son. Something like that. It's very transferable. Mm-hmm. But Austin is such an unlikable guy, and he mouths off all the time.
He's a little mouthy.
And he was mouthy last night, talking shit from the bench. And it was already a chippy game. The Clippers are very...
It started with the first alert.
They're
that
a
I got.
Whiny team
the
already.
The first alert. If you go back and you know how we do the BR, if you go back and just look, scroll back.
Oh yeah. Well, my phone's recording, but go to your notifications.
But I was just saying, everybody kind of relate. If you go through all your BR alerts from like the last, it started off with early on. It was like, it appears Chris Paul yelled "bitch" at Blake Griffin after he complained about a foul or some shit like that, right? And I'm like, okay, that's early. That was nothing.
See what Blake called him after that?
Yeah. And then it starts boom, 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 like, boom.
Oh, okay.
They fought.
Finally.
Trying to get into the locker room. Chris Paul knew the back way in. That's why they were trying to get in through the back way. Fucking.
What a shady little bitch.
Clint Capella. Clint Capella knocked in the front door and they opened it like, nope, closed it on him. But that's a man.
A polite man.
But that's a polite man. That's the best way to put it. Fuck you up, but I'm going to knock and say, hey, step outside.
Would you like to get fucked up today? Oh, no? Maybe another day.
Just shut the door on his ass. Hey, but the funny thing was Charles Barkley and Shaq making fun of him.
Oh, they were laughing so much.
They called LAPD, dude.
That's such bullshit.
That was saying Chuck was like, call LAPD, can somebody get out here? Chris Paul's trying to kick my ass.
Chris Paul?
I mean, like, what are you doing?
Man.
You've been to Lakers games. We've been to places like, you see the security guards. They have enough guys. And no matter how big these NBA guys are, they could get them out.
Enormous men.
They could get them out.
Yeah.
They could get you the fuck out of any locker room.
Yeah, for sure. They'll drag your ass out of there. And also, I didn't actually know about that part of Chris Paul knowing a back way.
Well, that's what I saw. But who knows? People could be exaggerating the fact.
If that's true.
Because that's why they said him and the other guys went another way. Because they knew, like, he's like, come on, fool. It's obvious right here, dog. Little trick. Let's go this way.
I mean, if you're on Chris Paul's team, that's
thing about Chris Paul, you got to understand him. You got to get it. If his thinking is, I want to get in there and talk and get down with these fools, then he should get in any way he fucking knows how.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't blame him for it. I mean, he's saying, hey, fuck these fools. Let's get down. Fuck Austin Rivers. I heard that was the whole thing. They were yelling like for Austin to get out or something.
Yeah, they really wanted Austin Rivers. So I guess Austin's talking a lot of smack from the bench.
Yeah, Austin.
Well, I mean, but like you said, the Clippers got the dub.
The Clippers got the dub. So, and I guess Austin got the laugh there.
The last laugh. And he didn't even play.
And his dad, his dad's still his coach, so he's still winning.
He's still fine. Yeah, he's winning for sure. All right.
Those are like the mini Lonzo and LeVar, you know what I mean? Like,
the mini Lonzo?
Because Doc's not as crazy.
LeVar blows him out of the water.
He's actually,
dude.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's mini.
Well, I mean, you know, the Lakers lost their first game since LeVar's been to Lithuania. So they're 4-1 when he's in
Lithuania. You seen the videos already of LaMelo and Lonzo just tearing up Lithuania?
Well, you know, I've been following him.
Of course you have.
Of course, I need to, man. I need to follow the Ball family. But I don't watch the show. I subscribe on Facebook. But I don't watch it.
No, I haven't done it.
I've never seen an episode.
I haven't done it.
Even though I want to, I watch, I'm like, I really want to watch this.
I want to watch Lonzo play basketball.
Yeah, that's really what I want to do. That's what I want to do. I'm like, it's fine. They won the first game and they looked okay. Then they played against pros. They barely played the game. Melo played like 10 minutes and Jello played like 8 minutes. And then the next game they played against the juniors, which are like 18 and 19 year olds around their age, a little bit younger. At least for Melo's case, and they fucking smashed.
Is that the one where they went up for 60?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought that was already against some grown ass dudes.
No, that was, against, that was against the juniors.
How come all these Lithuanian fools look like kids? I'm like, oh, that was the
kids. Yeah, their junior squad. So, example, like, you know, the under 17 for soccer, this is like the under 18 or something like that.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's like the youth. So, that's what I was saying.
Do you understand what I'm saying now?
But these fools, they could shred that competition.
Exactly,
they
did. And, you know, Melo looks like he's got some. Yes, Melo. The skinny one. Melo looked like he's got some game.
The younger brother. But yes, that was the kid. That's why this moves,
a special kid.
That's why this moves like, what are you doing, Dad? Like, this boy actually
has
game.
He's getting pressed. He's getting more pressed now than he ever would have gotten probably at UCLA. I don't know. Maybe.
He's 16, dude.
Maybe that's what he wants. He drives a Lamborghini to fucking school. He just wants to.
So why does he need the NBA?
He's going to play in LeVar's league. I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen with his family, and it's fucking freaking me out.
No, that's why it's freaking you out. Like, I don't really give much of a shit. Got Lonzo. All I give a fuck is who's on the Lakers, and it's Lonzo.
Lonzo is on the Lakers, thank God.
If these other fools flame the fuck out, I don't give a fuck.
That's true. It's just really interesting to watch. Let's talk about Cleveland before we wrap out of here. Right. Now there's questions of concern in Cleveland now.
Because we always say guaranteed LeBron getting to the finals. Is this finally the year where it's like, nah?
Because there's, two teams in the East that we can probably say that could take them out. And it's Boston?
Boston.
You think, or would you say Toronto or Milwaukee's one of those teams?
Well, I think why people are questioning is because at this point it's starting to look like maybe all of those teams can't. Not will, but...
Have the capability.
Either of those teams have... And that's dangerous. Like, it's pretty... Before you were like, no one beats them. Like, that's the way you lock... No matter how good they were. It was not a knock. It was just how good LeBron and Cleveland was. This team... You know, dude, I know it's because I like, but Kyrie was a big deal, dude.
Kyrie's a huge deal.
Kyrie's a big deal. I know. Everybody.
And Isaiah's barely
Kyrie's
coming back.
A bitch, whatever. All the haters like that they didn't like that move. That are like, oh, LeBron, like, everything's LeBron. It's, look, I'm a fan of both. But to me, it's like, this is when you wish you had Kyrie, dude.
Yeah, Kyrie's amazing. Now, the team who has Kyrie is the number one team in the East. And they were already the number one team.
But they're not even the full team.
No,
like,
they're missing Hayward.
What about Hayward?
Yeah, they're missing Hayward.
That's the crazy shit about, and that's the stuff that Cleveland's got to be seeing. Like, look, fool, we're already not the best team, and some of these teams are
not
even
our best version.
Some of these teams are not even the best version, and they're already better than us.
That's true. Like,
that's why you see those reports of them trying to.
We got 3 more followers right now.
There you go. They're trying to get rid of Tristan Thompson.
Oh, they definitely need to flip that dude.
You know? And
get DeAndre Jordan. They need to get DeAndre Jordan.
That shit to me, I can't believe. Then I see these I see these reports like Cleveland's considering DeAndre for Tristan. Why hasn't that happened already? If that's
on the table, you take it.
Yeah. I thought it was like they wish they can get that and it's a fucking joke. That I believe. But if it's like, they're the ones get rid of fucking Tristan. Ship his ass out. Calabasas is close to L.A. That's the Kardashian home.
And also LeBron.
He's close to where he needs
to
be.
And LeBron won't have to rebound as much because DeAndre will clean up.
Yeah.
And then they probably should trade Kevin Love.
And then they still probably lose. Yeah, because that team still probably loses to, who knows? Like, Toronto's good.
Dude, I'm glad you just said Toronto because I want to talk about our boy.
Because we made it all about Boston.
Our boy from L.A. I'm gonna call him our boy just because we're from the same city. But we don't know each other at all, of course. DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, you never know?
I didn't know DeMar. Oh, no.
I thought we all knew him.
No. He dunked on me three times.
No, yeah, but DeMar.
He's balling out.
Yeah, he's getting it done, fool.
He's stepped out to three-point range, and, you know, that's been impressive for him because he's never really been a three-point shooter. He's barely been a classic shooting guard, a lot long twos, so like 40% from the field, free throw line, gets to their free throw line a lot. Yeah. And now he's, you know, he's balling out, man. He's really doing a great job, and this is exactly – he reminds me –
the three-point game changes the game.
Yeah, he's very Kobe-esque in a lot of his moves, his post moves. I don't know if he can ever take over a game offensively like Kobe, but he's shown the ability to score a ton of points. And he can take over moments, but I want to see what else he can do. I'm really intrigued.
But
like, he's opening the door to that, yeah. You know? Like, that's impressive because that door wasn't there before, and now he's getting to there, and he's opening it. Like, I can do this.
And a lot of their problems is confidence. And if they're starting to see that chink in the armor for Cleveland, maybe this is the year that Toronto finally believes in themselves and says, we can go in and fucking beat this fucking team.
Maybe they don't even have to play Cleveland. Maybe another team knocks them out.
And that would be
ideal for them.
It's almost like that's shoving LeBron gone. Like, he's like, yeah, fuck.
That's how did Phil exit the Lakers?
Kyrie hasn't got an extension, right?
I don't think so.
No, they traded him to, he's a free agent this year, right?
Kyrie?
I mean, my bad, stupid, Isaiah.
Yeah, Isaiah's a free agent.
He's gonna be a free agent after this year. So that's what I'm saying. LeBron leaves, Isaiah leaves, right? Who would commit to?
No, that team breaks up.
Maybe Isaiah Thomas does though, cause it seems like, well, no, a lot of people would want him. He wants to be wanted.
And if that's the case, wants him. And if that's the case, then you don't trade that first round pick because you're going to need it.
Yeah. Cleveland?
Yeah. Because they're going to, and once that team breaks
Cleveland's
up.
Cleveland's rebuild big time. I just think you try to trade.
So you think he's out, right? LeBron?
It seems the case. Like, I do think he's gone. Because he's never liked the owner. He owes nothing to them. He already won a championship.
Why would you want to play for that man?
He's already won a championship to get it done. Like, he's already brought the city.
The great. The GOAT, LeVar Ball, did say he's coming to L.A. next year, so.
And look, and I know as a Laker fan, that's probably where I would think, but, I mean, where people are thinking that's where I'm going with this. But no, I think not Cleveland. That's as far as I'm gonna go.
Not Cleveland.
Who knows? Somebody else could convince him. There's a lot of, shit always happens. There's always
Those
other friends that they have that, like, people, shit, reports are, he's actually close with DeMar DeRozan and wouldn't mind going to Toronto and fucking or some weird shit, you know what I mean? Like, damn. Some shit that no one is thinking of, like, shit happens,
Man, that would be insane, but.
But wherever the fuck he goes is going to be another favorite to get there. And that's unfortunate because if I was the GM or owner of a team, that's a lot of pressure to be on, but obviously you want to be under that pressure because you want to be winning at another time, but this is just not good enough for
LeBron.
Good enough for LeBron. Like, not winning.
He has a chance to play for his idol.
Yeah, but no, but it's also like, for LeBron, if he's not getting to the finals, he has no reason to be on that team.
I agree.
Like, he's I guess he's earned that. Like, and it sucks. It's unfair. That's what I'm saying. It's tough to fucking coach a guy that you're like, what the fuck? We'll probably be in the finals next year, but we didn't get there this year, and I'm out. And it's not even that they're not gonna get there this year. It's more into what you said. What if they get bounced earlier than that? Then, I mean, shit, I could see shit.
The writing would be on the wall for sure.
Yeah, and that's where it gets dangerous, what I mean?
So, but I think that's going to do it for us. Thank you for watching. Find us on the web. Thank you for listening. Check us out on the web, 30minutelunchbreak.wordpress.com. We're going to update our site later on this year, so stay tuned for that. It'll be a lot of cool things. Our NFL Power Rankings from pretty much the end of the year are there as well. Subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes, sir. All right.
Guys, thank you very much. Take it easy. Later.
Peace.